بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Okay, as you know, the discussion that we started is about self-building, and we had in the earlier discussion the topics like the relation between soul and body, the plan for future, the field of study and studying about ourselves, that we call it self-cognition. And in the last session we had a discussion about the health and sickness of the body, and we took the health and sickness of the body as an example for the health and sickness of our soul, or let's say that spiritual health and sickness. Today, as I promised yesterday, are going to talk a little bit about the diseases and the way of treatment for this kind of disease. And again, just to have a concrete example, we return to the external one, that is the body, and we take the external life, external examples that we have it, and all day and night we treat with that to understand better the internal problems that we have. The question that we have disease, we have sickness or illness, is probably a very simple and crazy question, that have you ever been sick, or have you ever seen anybody of your friends, your people who live with them, to feel this kind of problem of external life? And for sure you say that yes, we experience it from the early time of our life, and this is not a case that we cannot understand it. So yesterday I was thinking that even probably this kind of relation that we have it between soul and body is like a road, like a facilitation to understand the soul better. When we say about the disease, when we say about the treatment, when we are talking about the tiredness, about the relaxation, whatever that we have as the example in our body. So here we can understand the concept. Probably I'm not sure about that, but maybe we can have this understanding that even, for example, the sickness of the body can be, in a way, we can say that it is even a blessing from Allah to us, because at that time we understand what is illness and how it is harmful if we don't care about that. And there is a way to treat, there is a way to cure it. So all these examples make a new word for us, that okay, there is sickness, there is harmfulness of that, there is a way for treatment. And after that, the Prophet and Imam say to us that, hey, be careful, that is the body, and there is another world, that is the soul. So you know here the notion and the concept of these things. So we can transfer it to that and go the same way, but by new tools. So have you ever been sick? Yes. But the important thing is that what would be your reaction when you are sick, when your friend is sick, when the baby is sick, what is the reaction that we have it? And just simply we can go through some steps, that these are the reactions that we have, and you again may add some other steps. The thing that's very important for us for this kind of worldly disease, bodily disease that we have, is that we are trying to know about the disease. We have some disease that we are familiar with from the early time of our life, that, for example, headache. Okay, we understand it. What is that? But sometimes, even if we hear from about the new disease, that, for example, what is migraine, for example, what is, I don't know, SARS, what is AIDS, what is this, you know, we are wondering that, what is that? We have, we try to understand more and more. So knowing about disease is maybe even by this is by essence that we are, because this is the human being identity, this is a human being essence that is looking to know better. So what is that? This is the first reaction that we have. It we know about the simple one, and we are trying to know about the more complicated one, and after that we are going to prevent ourselves from that problem. For example, vaccination is one example of that. Okay, you try to vaccinate yourself, or mother try to vaccinate the baby to prevent the herself or the child from those diseases that they expected. We consider it. I mean that here that we are not relaxed. We try to concentrate on that. We try to say that, okay, it is not a simple one. We have to consider it, and we have to consider it as an important thing. Don't leave it. Sometimes we are anxious about that. Really, we are anxious. Sometimes, in some cases, when we hear that even some of our related people are, for example, sick, so we are maybe we feel that, okay, every time, every morning, I don't know, every day, just calling that, okay, what's the problem? Is it better? No. Do you want to go to refer to the hospital or no? But so we are not relaxed. We are looking to the way for treatment, and at the end, probably it is the last step that we have for looking for treatment. Okay, maybe this is not the very exact steps that we are looking for that, for every reaction that we have, but, and these are not the only step that we have it, but you can add to that. By this example that we have, by the way, here, again, I repeat that when I'm talking about the bodily problems and just I'm passing, I don't mean that it is not important. Here is not the medical class to say that, okay, we are going to talk about the bodily problems that we have. No. But these are the important things that even the Islamic teachings trying to, for recommendation, for taking serious. I mean that when, for example, you have a headache, you say you don't have this right in Islamic atmosphere to say that, okay, headache is a bodily one, so don't worry, I don't care about that, let continue. No, it is not the case. To harm yourself, even bodily, is not with the satisfaction of Islamic recommendations, satisfaction of Allah. Because this body is the tool for improvement, for development of your soul. So you have to keep this body ready. This is like a car. When you don't have the car, so you cannot reach the goal. So you have to have your car fresh and full of, for example, let's say gas. And so the body exactly is like the car. You can, yes, it's not important what kind of color, for example, this car is. Is it red, for example, or yellow, or whatever? These are things that are not important. And maybe, inshallah, we have time to talk about the differences that we have. Whole things from this world we have to take as important one, and what are the simple ones that we have just to forget it. But the body itself and the health of the body is important. So here, when we are focusing on spiritual one, it doesn't mean that we have to forget about the bodily one. But everything has its own level. Body is at its same its own level, and the soul again in the upper level, that because of its importance. Okay. Disease and treatment also has a spiritual aspect. We may have some spiritual disease, illness, sickness, and there are some way for treatment. And the first important step here, exactly like the bodily aspects that we had, is to know about that. We are not so far from, we are not talking a very complicated discussion here. This is just two examples. We have our body, and we understand what is illness. And when we see the illness, we are trying to know about that, why we have this kind of illness. What are the causes for that? And what is the treatment? We cannot endure it. I have to improve. I have to cure it. So, what is the why? Now I'm, for example, ill. Is it because of the food? Because of the, for example, place that I'm living there? So this is very usual. This is very normal for human being. And if we believe or we understand, this is our recognition that okay, there is a soul. So, and there are some diseases for that. So the first step usually is to know about those diseases. Okay, I don't go to the other steps that we had it about the body, because it is clear. But here I trying to have just a list of those spiritual disease from Islamic point of view. Again, here maybe it's not to just correct to say that we are going to give a list of that, but we are trying to have to focus on some of the important ones. Okay, as an introduction here. You know that human being has three aspects. In all behavior, thinking, emotion, whatever that we have, this existence has three aspects. You can differentiate between all things that you have, and you can categorize it in these three aspects. That what we have either is related to our cognition, or emotion, or action. Either is related to, or for example, knowledge, understanding, reasoning, rationalizing, whatever that we have it, and we call it cognition. Perceiving, like even when sometimes, for example, when you see, seeing, in one case is action, but in another meaning is a kind of cognition, because you take it, you sense it. So sense again is a kind of cognition. So either is cognition or emotion, like fear, like even like those things like tiredness that we have it, anxious, anxiety. So these things are we call it emotion, and the behavior or action. And the disease that we have, the disease that we are talking about, that we say that there are some spiritual disease, can be related to cognition, and that the problem that we have in our spirituality can be related to our cognition, can be related to emotion, and action. I mean that you can hear again by yourself, categorize it that okay, what is that? What is that kind of illness that I have right now? Is it related to my cognition or emotion and action? And here I have to tell you that the most important one is what? Which part? Is cognition. Because our emotion is based on cognition. And the behavior, most of the behavior that we have, if we don't say all of the behavior, is upon either emotion and cognition. And again, it means that the action is based on our cognition. If I understood, for example, that, okay, this box is not a matter of fear, I understand that, okay? So it is not a matter of fear, that is a kind of emotion, that when I see it, so I don't care. But if I see, for example, a cockroach, I don't know what is that, huh? And I see that, okay, it is a matter of, I have to fear of that, so. Or, for example, darkness, is it frightening? So it's related to our cognition. Exactly because of the same reason, so all the illness and sickness that we have probably has a root in our cognition. And if we can cure that part of our existence, that part of our spiritual aspect, so it means that we are in a good place, in a good situation. Here, there is a just a very simple list. I don't want to concentrate on that. For example, those things that we are usually have it in our life, to tell lie, to be jealous, for example, or whatever that we have it here, just a very crazy list here. It is not a very exact one. These are the things that we have. But the question is that, are these things that we have it here, or a list of long list of these kind of things, are these things that are the real problems, the real sickness that we have it? What are the sickness, what are the problems behind these kind of things that we are every time behave? For example, if God forbid, I'm jealous, okay? Or I used to tell lie. Yeah, it is not good. I understand it. I know in Islam atmosphere and in understanding of human being. Because those things that Islam forbids for us, these are the things that by reason also are forbidden. So because of this, we are looking for those problems that we call it as disease, those things that are a little bit maybe deeper, or we can call it roots of our disease. And I have just two, three here, that these are the roots of problems that we have it. I suppose that we know here the problems, we know the disease, mostly we heard it here and there in the Quran, in tradition, but what is the root of that? Why, for example, I'm telling lie? I understand it. I know that telling lie is not good. I know the end of that. So why? What is the problem with me that I cannot put it away? According to the Quranic studies, there are two, three diseases that are very basic. These are the fundamental aspects of our problems that we have it. And the first one is ignorance. Do you know that the time of the before the Prophet was called the time of Jahiliyyah, or the time of ignorance? It is exactly because that time, according to the Quranic understanding, is the time of disease. And it is because it means that that time people were sick. It means that they were sick because they didn't know. They didn't have enough knowledge. They didn't have enough reason. They didn't have enough pondering about their life. And the very main message of Islam here is knowledge, is cognition. That just to remove this kind of ignorance that we have it. So ignorance is one of the basic disease, one of the basic problem in spiritual life, that if we have it and if we don't try to remove it, so it means that still we are sick. We have to refer to hospital, we have to see the physician, and we have to improve it. I don't know, in whatever different ways that every human being probably can pass it. See this verse of the Quran, 28:13, Surah Al-Qasas, chapter Qasas, verse 13. That actually the Quran is full of this kind of concepts that I raised here up, but I just choose 2-3 verses as an example, and you can follow it up in your studies later on. That, for example, here it says that know that the promise of Allah is true. Okay, but here, but most of them know not. Not to have knowledge. أكثرهم لا يعلمون علم means to understand, to know, and لا يعلمون means they don't know. They don't know. So this is the problem. The problem with most of the people that they cannot accept the message of Allah is that because they don't know what is the reality. And this is the duty of the Prophet and those who following the Prophet is just to know and to try to acknowledge the other people. Okay, this is the truth. أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. Know that the promise of Allah is true. Okay, if it is true, why? So why the people don't follow? Because the most of the people, but most of them know not. This is one part. Al-ilm, remember, ilm or knowledge. And what is the antonym is to lack of this knowledge. Okay. Other verse, by the word of aql, يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah make clear His signs for you. Okay? That happily you may rationalize or you may understand. The translation is usually understand. You can see it in the Quran. That's a different translation. But al-aql means reason, wisdom. And ta'qilun, this is a verb of al-aql, so means that to use your reason, to make use of your reason. So I'm not sure if this is the exact word that we can use it here, but probably it's better to say that you may rationalize. It means that Quran says that Allah says that we brought the signs, we have different signs here and there for human being. Why? Why we have so many signs from the Prophet, from the different environmental things that we have, for example, mountains, river, whatever that we have it. What are these signs? Why? This is just a hope. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ means that Allah says, I hope that by this sign you rationalize. In that you use your reason. So we have ilm, knowledge, and we have aql, reason. And see the third verse here, that actually it is the last part of a verse. It is not a complete one. Surah Al-A'raf, chapter A'raf, chapter 7, and verse 176. That at the end of the verse, it says that to the Prophet, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Narrate unto them the history. It doesn't say that, okay, narrate unto them the history that happily they make take thought. Fikr. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So, ilm or knowledge, aql or reason, and here fikr or thinking, pondering. And the Quran, I told you that, is full of these kind of concepts. Even just simply open the Quran and probably you can find One of these concepts in one of the pages that you just opened, that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْقِلُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Like this kind of, most of the people don't think, most of the people don't ponder in their life, most of them don't make use of their reason. I don't have the calculation, I didn't calculate it, that how many times we have this kind of, it should be there, right now I don't remember that. But it's really the main message of Quranic the Quran that says that, okay, concentrating on this kind of notions that I'm talking to you. Ilm, aql, fikr, and this kind of close meaning of different concepts that you have it here. So it doesn't say here that faqsus al-qasas, tell them the history of narrate the history for them just as a pleasure. No, it says that narrate what happened to the other people before. Why? By this kind of narration, you make people think more about their life and what happened to the previous one. Okay. So if we say that ignorance or jahl is one problem, it means that by this kind of verses we can understand that here we can understand the treatment again, that we have to remove this jahl. And if we have this kind of problems that here I listed, for example, I have this kind of, it's not good to go to the surface that, okay, what are the problems that we have? Okay, telling lie is one problem. So I have to try not to just tell lie. But I don't understand why, what is the problem with that. But if I try to remove this kind of ignorance from myself, by probably studying, by talking to people, counseling, understanding, and remove it, so it means that I went to the roots and I removed the problem from the roots. Negligence is the other main problem that we have it. And probably sometimes it is more harmful. Because specifically for us, and that as Muslims, as believers, as those who at least have some knowledge about Islamic teachings, and do you know what is the Quranic word for that? If you remember, what is the Arabic word? Any of you? Just to make you wake up from sleeping. Any of you remember that? What is that? Maybe my translation is not good. Okay, I probably can give you the verse and you can. Al-ghafla. And the translation is negligence, yes? That you know, but you don't care. It means that you forgot it. Almost we can say like that. But al-ghafla or negligence is something else. It's not forgot, just to forget. To forget. It's maybe lack of consideration. Maybe not to give the necessary importance to that. Okay. Maybe in just usual life that we have, say that, why you didn't come? Say that, okay, I forgot. No, this is not the case. Sometimes because you don't care about that. In Farsi, we say, because you are taking Farsi class, and I hope that you heard this, that we say that havasam nabud. Havas is the real word. Havas means my sensory perception. And that I didn't use this. Why did you do that? Why just, for example, you put, for example, this plate or whatever. Why you did that? Say that because I didn't consider it. I didn't use my sensory perception and I didn't decide about that. So just I did it. Why you tell lie, for example? This is a simple one that we have it. And probably, I don't know, in hereafter I have to tell to Allah, said, Hawasam nabut. I didn't consider it. And this is the same word here, that you know that according to Islamic teachings, all the souls were created first and before this world, and they were in a what we call it al-alam al-dar, and after that they created after one by one, okay? And at that time we promised to Allah, okay, we are submitted to you, we are Muslim, and in hereafter when they are asked, so what happened to you? And they say at the end of the verse, "Inna kunna an hadha ghafilin." Of this, we were neglected. We were neglectful. What is the just usual as a word for this in English? What do you use it? Maybe because you don't, people are not ghafilin, so you don't use this kind of words, huh? But probably it is not the case of exception, that all human beings probably has this problem. And okay, I didn't care, I didn't consider it, I didn't pay attention to that. So why we have to wait? Why we have to be so patient and say that, okay, we are sitting here, and after that, in hereafter, when they ask us, we say that, okay, inna kunna an hadha ghafilin, we were neglectful. No, why we don't ask ourselves right now, why you did so, and you answer that, okay, right now, I am probably a neglectful, and so, should I be like that? Is it that neglectfulness is good? And here it is a kind of warning to yourself. It is not acceptable. For parents it is not acceptable. I have this experience, for myself, either both as a child and as a parent, that when we do it something that is based on ghafla, based on negligence, we don't accept it. Say that, okay, maybe I'll excuse you right now for this time, but you have to pay attention for the next time. It is not acceptable to say that, okay, every time I put, for example, the door, I shut it so hard, and we say that, what are you doing? Say that, oh, okay, na kunna an hadha ghafilin. So, okay, this time is okay, but don't repeat it. Tomorrow, it is not the matter of say that, okay, no, here is not the matter, say that, okay, excuse me. No, there is a matter of punishment. So that in hereafter, when Allah said that, why you didn't do that? And after, at that time we say that, if we don't pay attention right now, and at that time we say that, inna kunna an hadha ghafilin, we were neglectful, it is not a matter of excuse. At that time, it is very reasonable to have punishment. And the case of hell, the case of fire, the case of these kind of things, is not at that time to say that it is not unjust. Again, this very famous verse, probably you heard before, again Surah Al-A'raf and verse 179, that at the very beginning of the verse it says, if you're going to write the translation or here the part that we have is for the last part, the last line here, ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall ulaika humul ghafilun, these people are as the cattle. Nay, but they are worse. These people are the neglectful. I try to translate from the beginning, that it says that we prepared many people of human being and jinn for hell. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. These kind of people, لهم قلوب, they have hearts, لا يفقهون بها, but they didn't ponder with that, they didn't use it. ولهم أعين, they had eyes, لا يبصرون بها, they didn't see with that. For sure it is not just, at least we can say it is not only the physical one, because most of the people can by the physical one can see and they do it, but these are the people that for sure are in Jahannam. ولهم آذان, and they have ears, لا يسمعون بها, don't hear with that. Here said أُولَٰئِكَ, those people who have hearts, who have eyes, who have ears, but they don't use it. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَام, they are as cattle. And after that says that, okay, cattle have this kind of thing and they use it for themselves. At least they use it for their own life. But they are worse because they have this facilitation, and they have this power, they have this, but they don't use it. These people are neglectful. Very bad warning here. If we have these things and we don't use it, so this is the main problem that we have. Okay. Disobedience is another main problem that probably we're gonna have it in our life. And just I have to pass it so fast because time is over again. And by this I mean sometimes, just let me recite this verse. It says that about the believers, that believers has this kind of characteristic, that when they hear Allah, and Allah is mentioned there, their heart is so fearful. They only are the believers whose hearts feel fear when Allah is mentioned. Remember that I told you that heart is the source of emotion, according to Quran, and here is one of the emotion that we have it. And remember that we said that we have three aspects: cognition, emotion, and action. So one of the problem that we may have it is in our emotion part. And for sure, this kind of emotion is again based on our cognition, because the believers know that Allah is the main existence, and because they know that this is the way that they are going to Him. So by hearing Allah and by seeing their own condition, so their hearts feel fear that what we are doing. Okay, so feeling here, feel is a characteristic of for believers. Against that, it says to those who go to the hell, that enter the gates of hell to dwell therein, thus hapless is the journey's end of the scorners. So if you are so by yourself, by your assuming, I just supposing that, okay, you say that I'm so power, I don't listen to, for example, the word of the Prophet, I don't care about the Quran, and this is just not because you don't make your heart ready to hear, at least. If you don't yourself ready to hear, so it is a main problem, because never you can hear, let alone to say that, to accept it. You don't let yourself to enter the field, so how do you want to see the truth? So lack of knowledge, lack of paying attention, and here to say lack of submission. I mean, that at least to be ready to hear, at least to be ready to see what is going there. And you know that we have a tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, that people, if just ponder, just think about the creation here and there, Iman is coming, faith is coming. So we have just to make our hearts ready to hear and listen and see the signs of Allah. If you are so scorner to those things that we think that are truth, so this is the case. Okay. I'm asking you, just come, just see, just study, just open the Quran, see what is. No, I don't care. These are nothing. Okay. So this is the main problem. It is exactly just to have equal to lack of knowledge and the other things that I mentioned. And the last one that I have it here, actually we don't have it like so exactly like this in the Quran, but we can grasp it from the different verses of the Quran, is laziness. And remember at the very beginning of this class I told you that one of the cases that we have to during our step of development is just to try to have effort for your الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. I mentioned at this verse at that time. And laziness, I know, I paying attention, I have my heart is probably ready to hear, but I don't want, I don't have so, I'm not in a good mood, let me sleep, for example. This is again, because of this, the Quran again and again ask people and try to make this kind of emotion for them that, okay, try to have this kind of effort and try also. If we are in lack of this, so this is again another problem. Okay, I had some part of my discussion on treatment, but unfortunately the time is over. Is any question? Yes.
Okay. So on. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for telling us the diseases and their references in the Quran, but could you please give us like practical steps we can do every day to get rid of the diseases, like for example reading Quran every day, or things we can do to improve ourselves?
Yeah, like, alhamdulillah, we have a person in our class that every time we have to say that, okay, be patient and be patient. Actually, okay, thank you very much. You know, I'm trying to have a step-by-step discussion, okay? According to what I arrange it, we have this answer, inshallah. For example, we have a discussion on dua, okay? We have a discussion on what are these amal, alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, what are these kind of activities that we are supposed to do it, okay? But if we try to improve our knowledge first, even if I know what is the way, but at that time, at this time, for example, if I right now tell you, okay, for example, my sister's here, just try to, for example, in every morning tell this kind of zikr, for example, every time in the early morning, 10, for example, 100 times, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, okay? Maybe it is by just submission, by just say that, okay, because he knows and maybe it is the way. So, but the better way is just to improve our knowledge from the roots. That what is the problem, what kind of warning we have, what are the enemies that we have. And after that, inshallah, we go to maybe more practical aspects. Inshallah, I try to have it in this way. But yes, just the thing that I can hear, ask you is to be patient, inshallah, for the future. Salam alaikum. I hope I can hear. Okay, there's the. Okay, give it to you. It should be on, huh? Yeah, okay.
Earlier, when you were talking about the people who are ignorant, and you were saying that they're the ones who don't have ilm, who don't have knowledge. But I remember reading somewhere that it's not a matter of not having ilm, it's a matter of not having hikmah, wisdom. So is that true in this case, that as well as having fiqr and aql, that we need to have hikmah as well as part of the treating of these diseases?
For the word hikmah, okay, first of all, I tell you that the meaning of hikmah is almost equal to reason, okay? And when we call Allah even Hakim, this is one of the attribution of Him, so it means that the main source of reason is there. And here, in a way we can say, okay, negligence also is maybe the case that we don't have or we don't use our hikmah if we translate it to reason. By negligence I mean that, okay, probably even you have reason. This is important. Probably you have enough knowledge and you have enough rationalizing for that. When you are here, for example, for talking, okay, I'm as a lecturer here, I have enough knowledge for this case, and I can give you, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 points and say that, okay, this is the conclusion and this is the way. But it doesn't mean that still I'm aware every time and every second. And you know that negligence sometimes happens in 1 second. So, it calls us for first to have knowledge, because this is a tool for that. You have to know, and you have to have enough reason for that, just for yourself and for the other people to be able to defend your idea. Okay, but at the third step is to say that, okay, I have to use this knowledge and this reason, and to be aware. It means that all the time, it is like just driving. You are driving, okay? And if 1 second, probably, you go asleep, and it's finished. So you have knowledge. You know that what is gear and what, how can, for example, use the rule. And if somebody asks you, why do you put it, for example, in this kind of way, you say you can rationalize it for him or her. But here, if you just go asleep for 1 second, let's say, for, okay, it's very dangerous. So negligence is more harmful, I told you, because of this. So every time, every second, let's say, we need it. And this is the case that we call it as a main problem for our spiritual disease. I hope I could understand your question exactly. Okay, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.